The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I would be derelict in my duties if I did not try to improve the system that everybody acknowledges is broken.
The press letting everyone know that executive action coming down the pike probably this week. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There is a chill across the nation because of the cold winter weather that has hit most of us. And there is also a chill that has slammed into D.C. We've been talking about it now for really weeks on end, although immigration is no new subject to this show or many other shows, talking about the situation. I've talked about the fact that I've gone out with several Border Patrol agents and seen what it's like at the border along El Paso and Juarez and some of those areas where they cross the Rio Grande. And it's as much as people talk about a slowing down, I didn't see that it was slowing down. However, the president admitted on Sunday that there is this problem, certain things he can't do with an executive action on immigration, but that he was going to do something because he promised he would sign an executive order granting legal status to about 5 million illegals by the year's end. This has been such a bone of contention, not just with this administration, but previous administrations. Oh, we're going to do something, and oh, we just need to enforce things, and there's laws on the books, and if we could just do this, and then we can do that, and we can get people to go back and then get a card and come back. And there's been lots of proposals that have gone nowhere. So the president is saying that he will do what he can. In other words, the 5 million. He's pushing for the 5 million. He said last time out, is the problem was that I'm the president of the U.S. and not the emperor of the U.S. And my job is to execute laws that are passed. So he says there's no easy way around this. He was asked at the G20 press conference in Australia on Sunday why he has changed his stance on some of what he had to say about immigration, you know, in the past. And he said that he hasn't. He said that he was being asked in 2013 to enact the Gang of Eight bill that passed the Senate but died in the past. He argued he didn't have the power to do it through executive action, but now he's saying he does have the power to do what he would like to do with executive action somewhat. So we won't know till the executive order is announced and poke holes in it and see what stays and what wouldn't hold up. And maybe that's the other reason for saying this. So, I mean, listen, we know this. We say this all the time, and it is true. There are laws on immigration. They're not enforced. And the biggest law of all is not hiring illegals in the first place. In the 80s, that was on the books, on the rolls. We have it. That law was out there, but people did it. That's why all of a sudden there was the big show of, you know, the ICE guys going into factories and other places and getting people, finding people. So now, at this point, there's this fork in the road. Where are we going with this? What are we going to do with this? And the DNC wants to embrace all the Hispanics they can embrace and make sure not to leave them off the, you know, on the roadside. So this would be the way to do that. And I don't know. This, I mean, to me, why not wait till the new Congress comes in, try to work with the new Congress? Then you say you can't work with the new Congress. So there's your transparency, and then he would still get what he wants. But he's not getting the support that he thought he would get from the base. And especially after they got walloped on the 4th, the Democrats. So if he does something to rock the boat too much, then he will destroy the Dems' chance of any wins in 2016. So there is an interesting balancing act that's going on here. Is it just going to be a little minor tweak instead of the big deal we keep thinking about? Wait till next year, wait till we get in the new Congress. And if I were the person running the Democratic Party, if I were the Democratic Party chair, that's what I would suggest. I would say wait until the new Congress comes in. And then if you're still going to take an executive action, then take an executive action. But enforcement is part of the problem. Enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. So do the 5 million people, the 5 million illegals, are they getting the rights of American citizens? And then what happens? I mean, is this just indefinite, or where is he going to go with that? And then the other big problem is what then happens with healthcare, what happens in some of these border areas where you've got kids stuffed in the schools that don't speak English and they're trying to balance that out. Because for others, you have deportation hearings and they take too long, so then they have to be in school. I mean, it's all around a nightmare. This is the way this shows you when you don't enforce laws that you create, here's what happens. Laws that are necessary and figure them out and iron them out as you go along. When you don't have anything out there that you're enforcing, this is the mess you create 3-4 decades later. Because this is the same drumbeat on and on and on that we've been talking about for a long time. Ever since I started America Tonight, we've been talking about immigration and the problems with immigration. And we had Jim Gilchrist on a long time ago from the Minutemen, and we recently just had Jim Gilchrist on talking about the situation, you know, at the border. So something has to give. Somebody has to stand up and do something and actually have a real viable, how about a viable conversation? How about that for a change? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, what's happening this week in Washington besides immigration, which will be huge, the executive action, it doesn't have to be this week, but it's looking like it might be this week. What else is going on that you'd be interested in just in general around the country this week, some big things. And also coming up, a little levity to the show, Bernadette Pauly will join us. She's a comedian, and she lays it on me. What is so funny? What does she think is so funny? And how it all works, the whole comedy thing, which, boy, if you've ever just Googled around, especially now with YouTube, there's a funny thing called Funny or Die. Some of the things on that, I cannot believe how hysterical they are. That may be my favorite comedy, little source of comedy right now. And that's coming up in our third segment. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight, we have some horrific things that have happened overseas with ISIS and other beheading. And, boy, I mean, they stop at nothing. I said this before, there's no adjective that I can use on these airwaves without getting into trouble over what I think of these unbelievable tribe of boys in black roaming the villages in Iraq and Syria, and you know what they've done to people and how many lives they've shattered, but they know that. I mean, this is an intentional freak out thing so that the world will see. And what does it all mean in the end? Does it mean that this is going to force America's hand to go in? Does this mean that, you know, what does it mean? It's just pure, unbelievable evil. And this is the former soldier, Peter Kosik, who was beheaded by the ISIS terrorists. And it's been confirmed. He was held as a hostage. And the previous things that we had heard, his life was threatened. The video shows the aftermath of a beheading where clearly he's not recognizable, but they recognized them. They made sure the authentication process. So this is a 26-year-old sucked off the planet by pure, nasty, evil little band of Boys in Black terrorist group that could care less about human life. And this is a guy who traveled to the Middle East as a soldier, then returned as a medical worker because he felt like he wanted to help the victims of war after seeing it. So he did aid work in Syria. That's where he was captured, and he was held hostage for over a year. So, of course, what happens? You hear from the family that they're heartbroken by their son's loss, and, you know, they can't believe it, and what you would think that they would say. And, you know, they had been concerned over the beheadings of the other Westerners who came before their son, and then were asking, you know, for prayers, for anything, for the safe return. I mean, this is, they're just a slaughter of innocent people. That's their deal. And by the way, their slaughter includes Muslims. I mean, they're just all about death and destruction. That's what this group is about. Man, oh man. All right, let's throw one out there. Dan is listening to us in Texas. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, what do you think we should do here? 855-266-5283, wrapped into a couple of other conversations we've been having about immigration and whatnot. Dan in Texas, hello.
Hello. Hey, I want to update you on my idea of the color of the ammunition. How about we just put a? How about we just each give each shooter a chip, a computer chip, you know, like we trace it with a satellite, and that way everybody would know whose bullet took care of the evildoers. And
I like it.
And put a special bounty on anybody wearing black. Anybody wearing black, talk about $1,000 a pop. Hey, you want to make $1,000 for one dude? Yeah, you know, and plus get rid of your bad guys. Boom. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Talk this over with your friends in the Pentagon.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay, and last but not least on my little agenda is, how would you like the football game tonight? You know, the Eagles, the ones that are so fierce.
Oh, they were terrible. Oh, it's like a peewee game. It's brutal.
Yeah, it was. I kept going, oh, my God, will I talk to Kate tonight? She's going to be crying in her beer. I'm going to join her.
Yeah, that's crying. I knew in the first couple of minutes, oh, this is over. This is not good. You knew right away.
I almost got it right. I was only off a little bit, you know, from 37 to 53. I was only off just a smidge there. Almost had it nailed on one side.
Yep, it's tough. It's tough to nail that score. I know, that's what we keep saying.
I tried hard, really. I mean, I really did. But, you know, now, what do you think? Do you think that would be a good idea about the ammunition?
Oh, no, I think it's a great idea. Why not know where they're coming from? Use the whole bounty idea. Absolutely. Now, of course, the question will be, who's going to be on the ground to, you know, watch how this system works and tell us what bullets were shot that killed the person. But
overall, I
think it's brilliant.
After the battle's over, all they got to do is use a hand computer. They could pick up they could pick up the signal.
Track it.
Track it, and boom, you got automatic payday for anybody that was in the fight. And I mean, that puts some steel in their nerves when they think, hey, my kids can have new shoes, new clothes, nice house, nice car. You know what? I think I'm going to get a few more of these dudes.
Yeah.
For one of the guys that's wearing black, a special bounty, you know, $1,000 a pop. You know, that's a lot cheaper than paying $1 million a missile.
I agree. Boy, touche. Boy, we're spending over $7 million a day when we're doing that. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like the plan, Dan. There's no question about that. I like it. I like the fact that we could track it.
Put that forward, and I'll talk to you later. You have a nice night, sweetheart.
You too. The idea of tracking especially would be, I mean, it's so good. Remember the Osama bin Laden and the bounty that was on his head? And boy, I used to think it shows you how rabid people are and how much protection there is for him, because nobody, the money didn't matter there. Now, in this case, it's a different story because of Muslims that are also being killed and just innocent people, period, across the board. I think any kind of bounty wouldn't I mean, wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing at all. The Sunday beheading just shows us the same thing. And you have a guy in English speaking in an English accent, and you have this recording that is 16 minutes long, and it's just nasty, nasty stuff. He says where he's standing, what the town is, and this is now the fifth Westerner, if you're keeping score. Kostick is the fifth Westerner that ISIS claims to have beheaded through video messages. The first was journalist James Foley, and of course his killing was posted online in mid-August, just after a week after the Prez approved high targeted airstrikes. And then we saw several others, Stephen Sotloff, a couple of weeks after that. And then there were several other videos that were released, too. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, of course, has praised Kostick's compassion and the goal of defeating ISIS and what that means and how we can do it. And, I mean, what that has to be like for those families is unreal. And especially this guy, because he was a soldier. He saw what was happening and he decided, geez, I want to help people. I'm going back. And then look what happens to him. So, you know, he's caught in that situation of wanting to be there, wanting to help, wanting to respond. And he did. He did help people and he did respond. And then, unfortunately, what does he get in the end? He's kidnapped after. And it's, I mean, shocking isn't the word anymore, because when we hear about videos or when we see ISIS, that's exactly what we think. It's exactly what we think we're going to see. Some horrific slice of video or someone talking about another horrible beheading, the reaction to it, and what we're going to do next. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, conversation with the funny lady Bernadette Pauly about comedy and where we're headed with comedy and learning to tell jokes. There's a difference between being able to tell a funny story and telling a joke, a very big difference. And trust me, I understand the difference and what that means. If you're listening to me in Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Mississippi, Tennessee, ooh, it's chilly where you are. They say highs aren't even going to reach in the 40 degrees. In New York City, Washington, D.C., highs in the mid-30s. Ooh, pretty cold. So probably in most nooks and crannies, you have a little extra blanket on the bed. And when you walk out, no skin is exposed. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We have Bernadette Pauly on the show with us. She is a very funny woman who is the co-host of the Gossip Queens. It's a daily half-hour television series, airs 5 days a week in syndication. She's got so many gigs, I don't think that we can keep up with all of them. You might have caught her on HLN's The Joy Behar Show back in the day. I saw her a ton of times on that. I've seen her on Red Eye with my pal Greg. I've seen her on Megyn Kelly's shows, too, as well. All over the place, Animal Planet, you name it. Also with a very funny Colin Quinn, too. She's done some stuff with him on Comedy Central. So, Bernadette, it's perfect timing to have you on for a couple of different reasons. One, because I am like a closet comedian, although some people think I need a lot of work on my material, so it's kind of drop a joke Monday for me. And I'm like, yeah, here's the problem. I'm not good at doing the, like, one-liner stuff that a lot of people like. It's more this, you know, beating myself up kind of comedy. I was trying to come up with something for you today, so, you know, I was thinking, oh, so just all my one-liners are just so lame. So I saw this magician. He was walking down the street, and suddenly there was a dishwasher. Silence. I know. It's brutal.
Skip the one-liner genre and stick with storytelling, because that seems like that might be your forte.
Storytelling. So is that what, how you started out? What gave you your leg up in comedy, let's say?
Oh, well, I was a young, stupid 20-something-year-old actress slash waitress, and somebody in the industry told me I had to do stand-up comedy because I was very sarcastic and fast and wise-ass. And they actually took me to an open mic, what was known as Rebar, back in New York City, where Janine Garofalo and some others used to work out. And I got up there once, and I spewed my silliness and my opinions, and I caught the bug. And I just started going to open mics furiously while auditioning for off-Broadway plays and doing all of that stuff. But I just kept doing it. And then I started hitting the comedy clubs and auditioning there and just breaking through any and every venue that I could possibly do.
Yeah, I said that your like resume is like incredible. It's so long. It would stretch from the East to the West Coast. But there's got to be like some nuggets in there that you thought, wow, I really nailed that. That was so fun. That rocked. I rocked. Well, do you have like, you know, your top two favorite things you ever did?
Wow. Yes. Let's see. I once, with Russman Eve, who's a great comedian out of New York City, we worked on various pitches, and I got to break down a bathroom door while he hid in the bathroom, a la Jack Nicholson, and stick my face through the door and threaten him, which as a female is lovely, because how often does one get to do those things?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was very cathartic, and it was one of my shining moments. I've done so much hosting and other stuff, but there was a pilot that I did that was making fun of reality television producers and what schlock it is and how crazy they are and how insane it is, and it's still being pitched around, and I must say, out of all the stuff I've done, when I look at that pilot, it's really, really, it's great, and I do hope it ends up making it to air somewhere, because it was a lot of fun, and they let us improvise a bit, and just couldn't ask for a better bunch of people to work with. A lot of them are working actors, some of them Broadway, some off-Broadway, and my fingers are crossed on that one.
Yeah, very cool. We'll look for it for sure. When you, as far as comedy women, comedy chicks are concerned, I'll just say, you know, is there like a kind of a sorority that get together and you hang out and you tell your funny stories? You know, do you have a bunch of, and of course you can hang out with male comedians, and I'm sure you do, but is there a group of women that hang out every once in a while, get together, and you just get to crack up each other?
There are a few really great great women that are extremely funny, and there's a good sense of camaraderie. I mean, there's always your stereotypical housewife, real housewife mentality. There are some ultra-competitive women, unfortunately, but for the most part, I have a great gaggle of women back in New York, especially Veronica Mosey, Jess Wood, a bunch of really, really talented women, and yep, we crack each other up, we pick each other up, we hit the road together, and yeah, they're really great. There's a whole good group of women, some of them you might not even know, but there's a nice little community of very funny badass women, so to speak.
Do you think that it's finally now, it's not, I saw Joy Behar on this thing about funny ladies that aired on PBS, and she said, you know what, when we can just, it's just all comedy now, and we don't have any shows anymore about women comedians and how they break through and how they broke through the glass ceiling and Joan Rivers and other
yeah.
people who came before. She said, then, you know, we should be done with that because now it's all equal. Do you think it feels that way? Is it all equal?
I saw that very same special, Kate, and it was awesome. And I completely agree with Joy in her exacerbation, because I'm just constantly asked about being female in comedy. And I'm like, can we get past the fact that I have female anatomy? It gets a little boring. I don't think we're actually completely equal, though. I get tired of talking about it. And Joy was just so funny, because that's all anyone ever wants to interview you about. But I guess when you're an anomaly, whether you're a female or a midget or African-American or whatever, if you're outside the box, so to speak, you're always going to be compartmentalized by the powers that be. So you are dealing with stuff like that. They'll think, well, why would we want another woman? We have this one, the token woman, so to speak, rather than just looking at people by their talent and who can really get the job done the best. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, well said. I completely agree with you. Is there somebody that you just, you know, like this was it for you? You grew up watching her or him or a bunch of different comedians. Who did you really think, wow, that's really pretty cool? They're really funny.
The person that I oftentimes answer because I came up in the New York scene watching him work out, for me, is Chris Rock hits me viscerally. I think his comedy is so smart and so funny and so passionate, literally legitimate passion, which is lacking sometimes these days. He moves me. And I would come up to New York City and I'd watch him get ready for various things. And the man works so hard and constantly reworks his act. Like, he'll run around and do 5 shows a night, Saturday, then Sunday, then Monday, just working and working and retweaking his jokes. And I loved watching that he worked so hard that he could come in and slay a crowd and still keep working those jokes and changing them so that to the point where sometimes it wouldn't be as funny, but then he'd take it back up again. And his philosophy, he said before, is no joke is ever finished. And I really respect that. But I do have to say that viscerally, Chris Rock, his passion just moves me a lot. And then there's other people who are amazing. Seinfeld is technically proficient. Gaffigan is amazing and proficient and just pumps out so much material. But if you want to talk about who really gets me going, just Chris Rock really does it for me.
Yeah, yeah, I like Chris Rock. I had a chance to interview him one time at it was an All-Star game in Boston, and I know you're from Boston, and it was really funny just in that moment where we just kind of kibitzed back and forth, and we weren't even talking about baseball, and he was just spot on, absolutely. So you grew up in an Irish Catholic Boston neighborhood. I grew up in an Irish Catholic Philly neighborhood, so I kind of can relate to you, but I bet I can trump you. Did you ever wear a tiara? Were you ever the May Queen?
I never was. I've never worn a tiara. I've worn a garbage bag as a raincoat, but I've never worn a tiara.
Well, I don't know. The garbage bag as a raincoat is pretty good, too. Might have been better than my experience. Because, you know, you're just a kid and you're like 8 years old and you have this big train behind you. And what you're doing is you're putting a crown of flowers on the Virgin Mary statue's head. So everybody's looking at you and they're calling you the May Queen. It was a very strange experience, I have to say, at 8.
Oh, but I didn't realize that that's what the May Queen did, but I would have been very into that at 8 years old because I was very, you know, I'm St. Bernadette. I'm very into the Virgin Mary, and that would have been very intriguing for me. Everybody watching me while I'm crowning. Oh my God, yes.
I love it. Do you think Catholics now are getting a better rep with this new Pope, this St. Francis that a lot of other people like, or, it's still the same thing. It's easy to bust on Catholics.
Well, you know, people are always going to want to bust on whatever the easy joke is. I think, you know what, I think the world right now is just so focused on other stuff and survival and the Middle East and Ebola. I guess maybe it's because I'm a heathen and I don't pay enough attention to religion. I think everybody seems to like this Pope. He shakes it up a little bit, but I think you have to survive, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. What do you think is the funniest thing? It's like you said, Chris Rock and the way he works material and how I love that saying that no joke is ever finished. Do you think there's just some things that can go on and on and on maybe for the rest of your life?
Wow. Possibly, yes. Possibly. I think there could be some joke that you started on, you know, with at the age of 28, and I think if you're going to be a legitimate comedian, things will evolve and they will change. And yeah, that maybe there's a possibility that at the age of 94 years old, you'll wake up and say, wow, I'm alive. And then you say, wow, I just had an epiphany. I'm going to tag that joke in a different way. So yeah, I do. Do you?
I do. I do. I hope that that's how my life turns out, where it's just that story that just keeps going on and on. I love it. You've got some great material. Your website is excellent. BernadettePauly.com. Check her out there. And we'll be looking for you, Bernadette, and I'm going to work on my material and test it out on you next time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I also want to let you know I have a great podcast, BernieandAl.com. My husband and I do it, and we've had some great interviews and a lot of great feedback. So if your people want to take a look at BernieandAl.com and listen to some nitty-gritty interviews, and that's the place to go.
Awesome. We will do it. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you. You guys have a great night. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
I'm sorry, your name is?
I'm his associate, Dr. Christmas.
Ah, Christmas like the holiday.
No, like the tree.
You might have gone to see Dumb and Dumber over the weekend. If you did, send us your cheap movie review, your version of a movie review. We do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend. Send me your version, americatonight.net. Dumb and Dumber won at the box office, $38 million it raked in. There was just a 20-year span between Jeff Daniels and the Dumb and Dumber characters, and boy, oh boy, a lot of people were hooked into it the first time around. I read an interesting story as we continue down the road here on America Tonight about Jim Carrey, his co-star, the well-known co-star, for the first Dumb and Dumber. He got $7 million. Jeff Daniels got $50,000. And part of the reason was because Ace Ventura, his big hit movie, had come out, but they were negotiating before that, and he wanted something like $500,000, but they kept dragging their heels and going round and round. So by the time they cut a deal with him, It was a $7 million deal. Wow. So probably that cracks at least the $100 million mark. And 20 years separated the first Dumb and Dumber. Then they came back around with this second one. It's all about sequels. I mean, did we need a sequel to that movie? Sequels and even more. You know, this Mockingjay Part 1, and then there's another Mockingjay, and that's that character Jennifer Lawrence created in The Hunger Games, the books that were so popular. Now, when it's all said and done there, they may have 5, 6, who knows? But they'll be at 5 for sure with The Hunger Games, and it's wildly popular, so they... When something's popular, especially if there's another book attached to it and then a book after that, then they just keep continuing going down the road. It doesn't mean it's a good movie necessarily, but it's a formula. Let's put it that way. Good to be some of those young actors when you're on something like that, though, right? Just keep on riding that train. So much of the focus is always on the NFL, but did you know NASCAR wrapped up its season this weekend? It's a long season. It starts in February and it ends in November. So who won the cup? Here's the tail end of the race in Miami on Sunday.
Kevin Harvick has a 5-car length lead. He's off turn 4, headed to the line. He sees the checkered flag waving. He's the winner of the Ford EcoBoost 400, and he is your 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champ.
Yeah, how about that? So Harvick's first cup championship, there were four drivers that were all tied at the tail end that were really in the money. Let's just put it that way. So Harvick just kept going car after car, passed a couple of cars, contenders, and on a couple of the restarts, he was very aggressive. And he moved over when he had to move over, and he won the race. All four drivers, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Newman, and Joey Logano, were right there. All four were racing to win because it mattered this time around since they were all tied. And he won. So he won the championship, and that wraps up the NASCAR season. Like I said, it's a long season, February through November, and that was it. In Miami. There's still a way to go with the NFL, so we still have more nail the scores. There's 6 games left in the NFL, but it is flying by, that's for sure. And our game of the week in our nail the score game, nobody nailed the score. The Packers put up 52 points. I mean, they routed the Eagles. They annihilated them, and Cheesehead Nation was on fire because it was at Lambeau Field. There was no winning for Mark Sanchez, who threw a couple of touchdowns. And Aaron Rodgers, once again, is a star quarterback. No question about that. 341 yards, 3 touchdowns. There was great defense. And quickly, this turned into a lopsided game. In fact, at the halftime, Green Bay had a 36 lead. That's when you say, well, I think he could almost turn out the lights. Barring some incredible miracle, they're not even going to be in this because that is just too many points to make up, and it was that kind of a game. So don't forget about Nail the Score coming up later this week, Wednesday into Thursday, last segment in the second hour, last segment. As we go around the final curve here and kind of mix it up, a mixed bag. Coming up this week, we'll see what happens with the president on immigration. The executive action, rather, is getting ready, and there's been enough, I think, comments out there from the president and other people in his administration that it's quite clear there's going to be this executive action. Also, we've got the winter weather that people are contending with, so cooler temperatures, really cool in some places, and snow in other places, along with cold temperatures. We'll have the decision in Ferguson, Missouri, on the indictment or lack of an indictment of the officer, Darren Wilson, who shot and killed an 18-year-old Michael Brown, and the place went crazy in Ferguson and elsewhere, and the conversation turned in a lot of different directions. So his death led to months of sometimes violent protests in that St. Louis suburb. That's what Ferguson is. And the grand jury could decide really at any moment whether to indict Wilson or not. It's very unusual that you would see an indictment, but doesn't mean impossible. So once the decision is made by the grand jury, you can bet there will be people protesting if that's the case or not, because I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say for sure. It's just pretty unusual to see it happen. It doesn't usually happen really in most places unless the evidence is so clear cut. And so I think that's going to be problematic. The mayor of Ferguson is preparing for the worst in case the place erupts. And law enforcement is certainly at the ready, whether it's the Guard, the National Guard, of course, locally, people who are there, and then other people who have been brought in to aid in case things get a little bit nutty. But it has not been handed down yet as to whether or not there's enough evidence and it moves forward, but it is absolutely one of the things that will happen for sure, I would assume, this week. It certainly seems that way, and it could be on Monday or Tuesday or maybe the end of the week. That part, you know, we don't know for sure. Also dealing with the ISIS fallout will be on the radar, meaning what's next, and moving forward and pushing some advisory troops into the region is pretty significant. But the fact that you've got General Martin Dempsey saying he's not ruling out asking the president to send ground troops into Iraq makes that part of the conversation. And Dempsey said, "I've never been limited to my ability to make a recommendation to any size or sort of the president." And so he said that he certainly would do that if he felt he needed to do that. There might be scenarios where a U.S. ground contingent would be necessary in Iraq, and he says especially if the coalition moves to retake Mosul, which would make a huge difference. But the president has said all along the way he is not sending troops back into harm's way in those areas, that he's not going to do that. And imagine the rules of engagement. I mean, what are the rules of engagement with what's happening there? So could be we're wrong. Could be there is a ground coalition, but I think none of us would really want to tolerate that. So I doubt it. And I can tell you that I've counted at least 12 times where the president in the last 3 months has said there will not be boots on the ground. Our boots are walking. Walking away from this hour of America Tonight. Thanks, everyone.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral. Normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter. Regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.